Blog Talk Radio.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you, we ain't speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on Taylor, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you. You got my soul.
Bryson Tiller inside the Social Lab. What's going on, everybody? Hip-hop performer, that dude TMA. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, the Giants, take it, is what the town and the country's talking about. Plus, Your Money Matters Monday inside the Social Lab. Plus, we continue to celebrate the birthday. Hot chocolate, what up? Welcome to the show. What up out there in the A? Coming to you live.
Hello.
Ooh, what up,
sorry,
huh?
I got excited. What's going on, TM? How is Charlotte treating you?
Listen, I'm doing well. Doing well in Charlotte. Playing night nurse out here in Charlotte, trying to usher the shut in.
That's right.
Back to life.
Take good care of the patient, too. Take good care of the patient.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a birthday weekend for you. You've been doing big all weekend.
I have to use my Aunt Linda's term and say that I may have had a triple dose of too much weekend. However, I got to get my second and or third, probably fourth wind about me, because people, you got to be careful what you ask for. You know, I think I asked to party
this
all month. You know, I'm going to celebrate my birthday all month long. Well, my friends
you
are definitely coming through with that. So the weekend, all 3 days for sure, and I'm going to continue this Thursday. And I was told that I'm also going to continue on Monday. It's a lot going on. I'll give you details later. If you're in the Atlanta area, you'll definitely want to be in these next two spots that I'm going to mention.
Hey, I'm just glad that, you know, I roll with people in hot places. I'm just glad.
Yeah, you know how that garden party was. This one of these two functions is going to be the garden party part due.
Uh-oh. We're gonna leave it right there. The garden party was dope, folks.
A whole bunch
of anybody who was somebody in the metropolitan area. It was pretty dope. The mansion was dope, and the people were pretty cool. It was food and beverages for miles and miles. We'll leave it right
beautiful
there. It's the Social Lab. We'll be right back. We're talking about. That team that took it, and it's somewhat causing an upset. Somewhat causing an upset. Hot chocolate is not ready, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the Giants taking it and how Cowboy fans all over the country is just talking mad trash, including Hot Chocolate.
We still number one.
Yeah, automatic and freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is serious. Let's kill it, cause we're running out of time.
Poison. poison ass and be with a hot power jet. Michael Business here, and I'm running the show. Step, fifth of all. Now you know.
Yo, Slick Blow.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love
right,
her.
Your
that girl is.
Never trust a big brother with a smile.
She's dangerous. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Poison.
Yeah,
fellas, that was another dope.
Yeah, baby, damn, follow back.
Yo, what's up, the Ralph T and Johnny T?
Yeah,
and I can't forget about my boy.
You always got to let that one ride out to the end just to get that last little bit of acapella from Ricky Bell right there. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in here from the social laddie girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General spinning them hits right there. You know what? I'm going to do hip-hop karaoke on Thursday. So that, I think, has got to be one of the most fun, energetic, interactive songs to do at karaoke, and I think I'm going to do it.
And I'm going to remind you, just in case you decide to chicken out, I'm going to remind you that you said it live.
No. Ain't no chickening out of that. See, listen, I'm never afraid to get up in front of a crowd and have fun, you know, and make everybody else have fun too. But typically, I'm a rapper. I'm not really a dancer, so I'm going to need somebody else or, you know, I'm a singer. I'm going to need somebody else to do poison with me. It's Belle Biv DeVoe, so it's got to be three of us, and I get to do, you know, the rap part. I'll do the rap part, and yeah.
I can dance in a chair. I'm trying to tell you.
There you go.
A mean,
there you go.
I do a mean flick of the dollars and kick of my.
Throw your arms
kick my
up.
Shoes you off.
To, yeah.
I can't do
that. Wow. Yes. And wow. Shout out to Belle Biv DeVoe for recently getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Congratulations.
Finally.
Much appreciated.
Yes.
At least you're still alive, too.
But let's get to the topic at hand right now. Because I feel like
oh,
we're stretching
my gosh.
It out.
Listen,
with Jameis Winston coming to town this Sunday, can the Cowboys defense take him on? Listen.
Yep.
The Giants have caused an upset. They beat the Cowboys twice, right? This is the question. Are
still in first
they
place.
Better team this year? That seems to be the question, right? That seems to be the question.
Oh.
Are they the better team this year? But before we get into the conversation surrounding are they the better team, the one thing that I really don't understand is why everybody's really coming down on Dez right now. I mean, how can you take one game and really beat somebody to pummel them, you know, over really one game? I mean, he's had an uptick in his performance, but, I mean, do we really beat Dez down too bad for not showing up? You know, I mean, we're going to have one every now and then.
Listen,
they
got on Cam Newton just not wearing a tie, so.
I
sit down,
say
Cam. We told you to wear a tie. Sit down.
I need a confirmation.
I think he came for him on the tie thing for real, like. But there
yeah,
were so
he was,
many
he was
other
just
games.
Sick of him. It was a reason.
Yeah.
It was just a reason to go in. Sit out.
It was.
Just sit
it
out.
Was. It was. In defense of my Cowboys, we are still 11-2, and we're still in first place.
True.
And if we win, the next two games, we still get home field
but
advantage.
But are the Cowboys
right?
overrated?
So,
I mean, but are the Cowboys
overrated? I feel like we catch a bad rap.
Saying.
The Cow, we can't. If we win and we boast about our win, oh, you act like you won the Super Bowl. Y'all haven't been to the playoffs and won in 20 years.
It's true.
Okay, it's true. But every
true.
Team. every team fan boasts about their team when they win. We're the only ones that get flack about it. We didn't name ourselves America's team. America named us America's team.
Well, who named y'all the Cowgirls? Who named y'all the Cowgirls?
The haters that don't like that America named us America's team. It's not fair. And now that we have a bit of a chance, you know, we're catching extra heat, and I don't feel like that's fair either. Yes, the Giants beat us. Yes, the Giants beat us twice. Yes, the Giants beat us at home and on their own field. Okay, we understand that. However, we're still in first place. See,
coming from
nobody
a
Cowboy
fan. Well, you know what? I'll say this. We cannot dispute that. But I think the question at the top was this year, not 20 years ago, not 10 years ago, not 5 years ago.
But I'm talking
this
about this year too.
Could the Giants be the better team? We're going to pause when the calls come right back.
Because I was going to get the answer. Oh, I was going to get my answer. Okay, we'll come back on that.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came,
tryna get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick, my main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with,
I tell them that. Sitting in the back of the club,
yeah.
Table got a rope in the front.
I don't know ya.
You looking real familiar. I could just be a little drunk.
I don't know your name.
Shame, I don't know how to explain it for ya. But girl, I'm just saying, if you got a man back home, I don't know him.
I don't know.
What? Keep it on the hush. Pocket full of trees, don't beat around the bush. Walk on green, I can even hit a putt. KO shot it when I hit her with a punchline. Hit a couple shots when it's crunch time. Ducking from my ex like the one time. Throw a sign when you really try and go. Got the car parked right in the door.
I know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came,
tryna get that
name, but you heard my name. Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick, my main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with,
I told you that. Nah, and you don't know my name.
No.
Just in case you the fed. I might have poured you a drink,
what?
But don't let it go to your head.
I know why you came,
hey. Tryna be my main chick.
Yeah.
Pass to the side when I lane switch. Top back, two seats only. Ain't no room for your friends, I don't know them. We just seize in the moment. Up all night, throw a deuce to the morning. Fly. Everything is important.
Wait.
Don't try to act too important. I know your game. You got a gang all over you, all over here.
Oh man,
girl, I ain't trying to dog it, babe. Only thing I call you.
I know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
Tryna get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick, my main chick. Yeah. Whoever you came with,
cause you're my main.
I told him that.
Why you playing? You heard my name.
I know why you came.
You gon' give me that, so we can do our thing. Let's do that thing.
What you think about me taking you down, yeah? I can be your man when he's not around, yeah.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came,
tryna get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick, my main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with,
I told him that.
Bring it back, here we go. And we're back, TM Hum Radio Live. It's a social lab, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're talking about the Giants taking it Plus, your money matters.
No, you do.
We talked about putting our money in black banks earlier in the year. Black banks, black banks, black banks, we say black banks earlier in the year.
Yep.
But we want to remind you about the importance. Your money matters, and it matters that you put a few dollars in black banks. Commit to that 2017. It's a Social Lab TM, hot chocolate, Madam Sebo Boston. Save James on the road tonight, grinding, Jack. Be back soon. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What was that?
I might even be happy that he's working. I'm not ready for
so you don't have to deal with the shenanigans of hearing about the Giants tonight. So let's pick up the Giants possibly the better team this year? That's the question we ended with.
I can say against the Cowboys, yeah. I'm not going to say overall in the league, no. Mm-hmm. There's teams that beat the crap out of them.
Baby steps. All we need you to
call
do is take baby steps.
Call it what you want. I will not.
The better team of the Cowboys. So what it sounds like you just said, if the Cowboys are the better team, and this year the Giants could be the better team, that sounds like Super Bowl material, possibly Super Bowl champ status.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that at all, and I would be a bit concerned if that be the lineup.
What if the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago had it been since they made it to the Super Bowl?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
They may have something to prove, so they may just by
being. We absolutely do.
You know, they ought to.
We absolutely do. The Giants have won since then. Hell, every other team in the league has probably won since then.
They've had something to prove for the last 19 years. So, I mean, that's not
good. Yeah, right. Straight up.
I mean, they have a better lineup this year. I just really haven't been watching it a lot, so I wasn't going to try to be involved. But this is so interesting.
Listen,
do you think
I feel like my boys really have it clicking. Say it again, Boston.
The coaching staff, how do you think that they're doing this year?
I think all of the coaches, head coach, offensive line, defensive line, you know, they're pretty much clicking on all cylinders, right? Well, except mm-hmm. against the Giants, but
you know what?
they're very much more together than they have been any other season in the last 20 years. Like, what do you say? They figured out what the formula was. They really did.
And they're playing tonight.
No, they played last night. The next game is
Sunday.
Next Sunday? Yeah.
Okay.
Sunday.
Yeah, I'm learning something, y'all.
Over Romo though. Prescott over Romo.
No. Oh yes. Sorry. I thought you were saying the other way around. Yes. I feel like leave it where it is, and that's what people are gonna start saying right now, that because Dak couldn't produce in both games against the Giants, that they need to go ahead and let Romo take back over, where this man proved himself all season and got our team to where it is right now. Leave it the way it is. Don't undo the chemistry and what the team has worked on collectively so hard all season to get to the point where we are right now just because of those two games. Like, that would be ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I think the play is definitely to let Dak, you know, play quarterback, you know, really as the team moves forward. I mean, you're going to have wins, you're going to have losses, but it comes with the territory. And it's a Social Lab, T.M. Hyman. Rate D.O. Live. It's 9:24.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
Maybach. You ain't even gotta count the money.
boss. All aboard. Last train to Patty. Via the ghetto. I'm a photographer's dream. Town cream as my chain swing. Mac 11 for the things that the days bring. I'm after cheddar, debt and money, yeah, I chase cream. Patting leather like I'm Puffy in my saline. I rock jewels like my niggas in the A-team. I'm out of space, can't you see I am an A-lean? My wrist A-list, Automa is ageless. Bezel lit up like a billboard out in Vegas. You can't be serious, baby, you know I'm on top five, but you send you to the most high. Dope boy, and that's even in the bow tie. Oh boy, cause you know I got them close ties. The last train to Paris. Wheels look like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. I brick the ruler, my moolah produced the carrots. Let's bow our heads, I gave you something to cherish.
It's that dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. Feel the rhythm of my love for you. Now it's feeling slow when you know it's the end of the road. When I sing that slow song for you. And love is nothing but another gun for you. And I would hide it in my helpless soul. I'm not afraid to go down the road where we go.
Talking leather interior, oak wheel in the center. My nigga deal opium, still in the opium. Condominiums in the center of Ethiopia. Dirty money, all they seen on that phantom plate. Teeth, blue jeans, and it's treated like a cabaret. Five shots, now they need a roll of yellow tape. With a Glock, make a scene. I'm the F. Gary Gray. Crab cake, serve chill on that lid check. Whenever Diddy call, I know it's by the big check. How many bags you forget to get your chick yet? Know a sex good just by looking at my chick neck. All aboard. Last train to Paris. Wheels look like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. I took a palm and read it just like a tarot. I could detonate a bomb at the issue of any challenge.
For me.
Team Hama Radio Live. The Social Lab. Y'all probably don't even remember that joint right there. That's Dirty Money.
Sure do.
Ricky Ross. Angels. Angels was the name of that joint.
That joint rock.
Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, we were talking about the Giants taking the Cowboys by two. But conversation is going to flow in a completely different direction. Listen, we want to remind you about the importance of investing your money, helping to make Black-owned banks financially stable. It's important that we reinvest in our own communities. And a way to do that is by investing in one of at least 35 African-American-owned banks and credit unions that we know of in the United States where you can put your money if you support these type of efforts. I'm going to give you five just right out of the gate. If you're looking for a Black owned bank or credit union from the East Coast to the West Coast. Want to hit go. In Lawrenceville, Georgia, you have Omega Sci-Fi Credit Union. Omega Sci-Fi Credit Union, that's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Phi Beta Sigma Federal Credit Union out of Washington, D.C. That's Phi Beta Sigma. It's a federal credit union, a black-owned out of D.C. One United Bank, Los Angeles, California. One United Bank. FAMU, Federal Credit Union in Tallahassee, Florida. FAMU, that's in Tallahassee, Florida, a black-owned credit union. And again, Credit Union of Atlanta. Clearly, that is in Atlanta, GA, Credit Union of Atlanta, all black-owned. We're going to give you several more, but you can, you know, always Google black-owned banks in a region or city near you. We take it seriously here, and we're committed to reinvesting our dollars in 2017. Hot Chocolate, you shared that you passed one of the banks that we've talked about in the past on your way to work,
yes.
On your way home from work.
Citizens Bank and Trust is in downtown Atlanta. And my eyes kind of lit up when I saw it because I'd been, of course, thinking about making the transition and taking my money and making it work for me, my people, and my community by making a deposit into this bank. And, you know, being new to the area, of course, trying to figure out what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go. The perimeter of Atlanta is so huge and kind of overwhelming sometimes. You know, you get discouraged just about driving in the Atlanta traffic if you don't have to. But knowing that it's right there and it's real close to an area where I spend the majority of my life, which is work anyway, definitely encouraged me to go and do it. So this week as I'm driving into work on my
Citizens Trust. There's also a Citizens Trust Bank in Birmingham, Alabama. That's Citizens Trust Bank in Birmingham, Alabama. And then there's a Citizens Bank in Nashville, Tennessee. So not sure if there's affiliation, but listen, there are black-owned banks all around.
That's so dope. I love it. Love it.
Right.
People, make your money work for you. Support your community. Give back. Make it work for us.
Exactly. Along with that, I don't know if you guys noticed, but around the end of November, I posted about not one dime. And the picture that I actually posted said, when mourning, black represents grief. Hashtag not one dime calls for December economic boycott, on non-essential retail spending. And if shopping, support black-owned business. Causes. Allies of all races are important. Hashtag Black is different. No solidarity. Black is not required.
We're losing you.
What about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Pretty much what that means is not spending any money and not even for Christmas gifts or whatever, unless you're buying from, you know, a black-owned business. If you're not close to black-owned businesses, you know, if you have to buy your essential stuff from, you know, other stores, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, for those of us who have access to black-owned stores, you know, that we, you know, participate in the economic growth in our community, because other cultures do. You know what I mean? Like the Asian culture, they put their money back into their, you know, community.
Absolutely.
White people do it all the time. They've been doing it forever. You know what I mean? Like, Haitian people, they keep their money in their community. You know what I mean? Like, you ever see, how many stores do you go into and it's owned by, you know, Asians or white people, anybody but us in our neighborhood. And that has to change. Not saying that we don't welcome the races in our neighborhood, but it's going to be we have to support
our own
we have to create a foundation for ourselves. A solid foundation.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the ways to do it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Let me give a few more banks. North Milwaukee State Bank in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is a black-owned bank. You have Seaway Bank in Chicago, Illinois. That's Seaway, S-E-A, Way Bank. The Harbor Bank in Baltimore, Maryland. You have Liberty Bank in New Orleans, Louisiana. And you have United Bank of Philadelphia, which is a black-owned bank in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Folks, I just named 10 banks that are literally all over America. If you're interested about this oh-so-important topic of shifting dollars into necessary institutions, we can help you with that. We'll be right back, and we got more banks to talk to you about. It's 9:35.
Rock the house, and a Mary Jane. Rock the house, and a Jasmine. Rock the house, and a it's showtime. Rock the house, and a chillin' and drop top, real tough blaster. This is the remix, Mary Jane and Jasmine. The beat sick, I think I need an aspirin. What's the 411? They've been asking, huh?
How can I
Mary
somebody else? If I can't love myself enough to know when it's time to let go.
I need all your hands in the air right now.
On and on and on. Three.
Featuring the one and only Mary J. Blige. 917-889-3926 if you want to weigh in. Tonight, it is Money Monday. Your money matters all the time to us on TM Harmony Radio. So we're trying to give you information to empower your pockets and your community at the same time with information about the that was going to be a super tongue twister. Black-owned banks and credit unions across the United States that you can invest your money in and make it work for you. TM, you got a couple more of those for us?
No doubt. Speaking of black-owned banks, you got Carver State Bank, Carver State Bank in Savannah, Georgia. First of all, Georgia has a lot of black-owned banks, period. Capital yeah. City Bank in Atlanta. We talked about Citizens Trust Bank that Gina actually saw on her way to work. And so Atlanta understands the importance of investing and reinvesting in our communities. City National Bank in Newark, New Jersey. Commonwealth National Bank in Mobile, Alabama. You have Mechanics and Farmers Bank in Durham, North Carolina. First Independence Bank out in Detroit, Michigan. Danville, Virginia has First State Bank. And down in Miami, Florida, there's One United Bank. They're all over, folks. If you simply Google African-American-owned banks or credit unions, you will find something near you. Put in your zip code in Google, and it will absolutely pull up banks that are close to you if you're really serious about reinvesting your money in 2016. Listen, if you're looking to get and not saying that it's going to be any different trying to get a bank loan or a car loan from a black-owned bank than it would be from Bank of America. But I'll tell you, it's a damn sure different conversation when you go into a black-owned bank trying to get a loan versus going in to just a regular bank, right? But this is the bottom line. If you don't have any money, if you don't have any money at Wells Fargo, they're looking at you crazy when you come in to talk about borrowing money. When you go to the black bank, don't expect them not to look at you crazy if you don't have no money there, talking about a bank loan. It's no different.
Right.
Let's get real.
You got to know that first and foremost. It's not a handout. It's just the way that you're considered and the way that you're handled. So
absolutely.
Still have your ducks in a row. Have your stuff together now before you even think about it. But just know, you'll be treated a little different.
And I want to go back to the one thing that CeeLo really called out in reference to us being conscious of where we spend our dollars. For some reason, we really don't take that as seriously as we should. The reality is, you know, when it comes to spending power, you know, we're in the billions, folks. We're like $3 billion, like, I mean, beyond that strong. When it comes to spending power annually, and we have to understand that if we stop spending our money in certain places, guess what? It would literally be a desert in certain places, a drought.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? Yes. We have to leverage the power that we have. And I'll tell you, the other population or segment of this population that is dominating from a spending power perspective right now is the Hispanic and Latino community. They're killing it
yes.
right now. We
yes.
have power. We have to exercise our power. I mean, you know, the bottom line in America is it's all about the almighty dollar. If we can leverage and manage our dollars better in America, guess what? It wouldn't be the billionaires like Donald Trump who's in control.
And his boys.
And his whole crew. Y'all realize our entire government is about to be ran by billionaires.
By
you
billionaires.
Know nothing about living as an ordinary individual in America. What in
no
the
and
hell?
Or care. No and or care about it. They could give less than a rat's behind about the general population, as I so eloquently like to call it. We're not the 1%, and unless you're the 1%, they really don't care about you.
Right.
Listen, We have got to think different. We've got to become champions of our own communities. And not only champions of our own communities, we've got to become effective entrepreneurs and effective community leaders in our communities. And guess what? It starts with stable and solid finances. If you can't pay your bills and pay them on time, how can you help somebody else? I'm not preaching. I just want you to understand the reality of the situation. If you can't help yourself, how can you help me? Let's think about that while we take a break. And, you know, just wipe it out off of it.
Don't drop the track. Let me get off the
track. I'm on white man. Mr. White Stallion. You heard me. Fox the Million. This one be the remix.
White man.
Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. I pull up at the club, VIP, gas tank on E, but all drinks on me.
Wipe it out.
Fresh chicks, fresh white, tall teeth, fresh NFL hat, fresh bowls with the grease.
Wipe it out.
Wanna hit me with the heat, real, recognize, real, real, don't speak.
Wipe it out.
Chicken lady, I've been rolling about a week, you can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth.
Wipe it out.
Don't wipe me down, at least put some shoulders on. A night on my town, sheesh, you should know the cost. Please, we have to deal with pulling roaches on. 300 G's for the V's just to blow exhaust. 200 G's on my sleeve cause I'm showing off. No clouds in the stones, the EV's all going off. Ladies on the team, tell her drive us spin around. Hit the block, tell her fiends, wipe the rims down. Hit the turf, tell her team, time to hit the town. Hit the club, tell her where you're all to eat some bottles. Left the club with a shorty for the Maserati. From the club to the telly, shorty, that's the model. The high got an army. The ride got a horny, that's a rise like a. She's doing freaky things while the engine go boom. Roll her, we don't need a room. No, she can go while I look up at the moon.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm
car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels.
Wipe it out.
B-O-O-S-I-E-B-A-D-A-C-C, that's me.
Wipe it out.
Redbone caramels all along, stop and stare all along, trying to steal my underwear.
Wipe it out.
I like a song like Rick Ross, got a hiccup, set it off. When I sing it, everybody set it off.
Wipe it out.
Black me, damn on, play with me, I bust a dome. Ace rip, stone, chrome, you can go.
Wipe it out.
Party like a rock star. Totally dude, the best I wanna watch is totally rude. I beg your pardon, but the Benz is so huge. I mean, it made busy. We close the curtains like it's Moulin Rouge. Yeah, I do the honors. I strip your Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. Make it rain and call it a baby shower. Now wipe me down, cause I'm on. And yeah, I ring bells like that kid named Sean now. Yeah, I had to laugh. 2 million ringtones, had another half. Y'all boys going through the man. Now that's what the fuck I call bringing crack back.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm on
hot drop, drop, top, top, drop, drop it like it's hot, yeah.
Wipe it out.
You see this ice on my wrist, how it glints soon as the lights hit. You can't lie to ice.
Wipe it out.
Purple got me smelling funky, red monkey, $500 on them. You ain't seen these yet.
Wipe it out.
Beatin', you can hear me way around the corner, paint wet with the 24 on it. That's a big
wipe it out.
Nice with the pen, nice. Four pipes on the M. When y'all little dudes see me before you smile and grin. No, it ain't a game, I told you it ain't a game. LV on the buckle, YSL on the frame.
Wipe it out.
This is real talk, yep. Stainless steel,
yep, yep.
I'ma put the work in, but when I pass it off,
what?
Trying to cuff her, I just need a couple minutes. Red Bull and Guinness, do my thing, let her.
Wipe it out.
Then I'm finished, Kiss is a menace,
yeah.
Nah, you ain't seen these airs if I'm in them. Polo shirt, yeah, all day. in them. Sickles on my neck and hand. Better check your man. It's brand new, so I doubt if this could jam. Don't even ask who the best is. Yes, I am. I'm a winner. Therefore, I can't lose. Shoulders in the chest first, then the pants.
Right, shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest,
right.
Pants.
And it's 9:50 p.m. here on the East Coast. I don't think there's nobody in the middle to figure it out.
Sing it. Yeah. You didn't sing it, did you?
One of my missed talents. Yeah, we were talking about us keeping our money in our community and, you know, opening bank accounts in black, owned by black entrepreneurs. And, you know, like there's a, what is it called? It's a credit union here. I think it's called Franklin Credit Union. First Legacy. I tore the name up. First Legacy Federal Credit Union here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it is black owned. It is by, located by the HBCU, Johnson C. Smith. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of black-owned businesses here in Charlotte. Throw a dart and, you know, and hit one. So, yeah. Check it out, man. Because, you know, like when you were saying about, you know, our buying power, you know, a lot of, even though they say they don't make clothes for, like a lot of designers say they don't make clothes for us and our bodies, but they still bank on us buying it. They bank on us spending our money. They bank on us buying, you know, a $300 pair of Jordans. And, you know, Jordan is putting money into the penitentiaries, but nobody's paying attention to that because the same young men vying for a spot in the line to get a pair of Jordans is going to be on the FBI wanted list. You know what I mean? They picked up the next week. Thank you for spending your money. Mm-hmm. Let's get some free labor off you. So, I mean, you know, this is a system that we need to break the chains on ourselves. Not saying it's going to be easy.
I totally agree. I totally agree. So I will repeat what you just said. This is a system that we've got to break the chains on ourselves. And, yes. You know, not only are we targeted where when we spend, you know, some of the highest dollars, but, you know, we aren't even given opportunities to earn, to put some of the money back that we dish out.
Right.
And so we've got to break the chains, and we've got to really dispel the myth that we can't work together. I think in business, we think that you're supposed to like everything and everything's supposed to be great and harmonious all the time. That's far from the truth as it relates to business. That might be your family reunion, but that's not most business meetings.
Right.
Most business meetings are the complete opposite, and we've got to learn how to agree to disagree. We've got to learn how to disagree without, you know, getting so angry we want to shoot somebody. We've got to – that's old. That's old, folks. You know, listen. We got to be the one laughing last because they say the one that laughs the last, that's the best.
Last.
You know, it's the last. You know what I'm saying. That was all messed up, but I think y'all get my point. That was almost worse than George Bush. Like,
we do.
You fool me once, fool me once.
I was laughing because it took me
you never
back
fool
to
me
an
again.
Episode.
You never fool me again.
Her hit my wife and kids with Damon Wayans and Tisha Campbell. That was one of his famous lines. He who laughs last gets the last. He it was just be terrible.
Right. But I somewhat got it. But it's the best laugh.
Yeah.
It's the last laugh. It is the point. And the way we laugh last, folks, is we start getting along and we start making things work that didn't work before. You know, the one thing I want to commit to in 2017, I personally want to commit to being a bridge between people that don't get along, specifically in business. I want to personally be a bridge to bring people together who despise each other in business. That's the only way we're going to be able to break the chains ourselves. We have to be able to rise above the nonsense and the trivial stuff. And you used to date my wife, you know, when y'all was back in high school, and I think she still like you. So we can't make money together. That makes no sense, folks. That makes no sense.
Absolutely.
You stole my lunch money when we were 7.
And I still want to beat you up. And I still want to fight you.
I remember you stole my girlfriend. You kissed her behind the bleachers in kindergarten.
Listen.
And if you look at her like that again, I will shoot you.
Mm-hmm. How about this?
20 years later.
When we were like 12 years old. Now, I became famous off that fight. I tell you what.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone brought her to my house almost 20 years later. Swear to God, I looked her dead in the face and said, get her the curse word out of here. Why do it again?
you gotta know your tolerance level.
Well, she,
you gotta know your level.
No reason. I'm so mad at her. I ain't mad at that girl. I did something.
Learn to let
she,
it go.
Hey,
learn to let it go, people. It takes more energy to hold a grudge than it does to forgive people and let just. You don't have to take them into your home and feed them and, you know, clothe them, but forgiving and forgetting goes a long way. It really does.
Absolutely.
And it's more for you than it is
Absolutely.
For that person.
Put them right back on
Hey, we're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Everybody, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, we up out of here.
Oh, my God. Whatever you do, do it well. Yeah.
I'm still a Cowboy fan, even though we lost twice to the Giants, and we're still in first place, and we're still going to go to the playoffs, and we may even get home field advantage. So, you know, just stay tuned. Stay tuned. I'm sure Sable will have a lot to say when he comes back on the next show, and I'll be here for it. I'm going to be right here.
Good night, everybody. Pop a bottle of this one. We think we are the best. We think DJ Khaled. We go. Pump up your brakes. Pump up the volume. I rock all night because I'm a motherfucker. Stallion. Walk up in the club with this big ass medallion, throwing up the dub like from Staten Island. Who that? They do that. Diamonds all blue black. The critics don't get it. They think I'm one of these new cats. I'm a dog, a Rottweiler, ass Rockwaller. When Game and Lloyd come through in that drop parlor, it's murder. Herb don't hurt him when he come through in the Phantom, the same color as syrup. I'm a criminal individual, smooth as Beyonce's skin. I think I stand out like Frank Lucas Mink in the club because I'm too iced out. You feeling me? I'm feeling you. Let's get you wiped out. Throw on my Louis V belt and bring them new nights out. It's Black Wall Street and Murph Ring. Lights up.
Girl, I can't get you off my mind. You're like my favorite song.
No.
Hey,
if you got a square and he's losing right now, you know what I'm saying? And you can bring your girlfriend and her girlfriend, I can take all three of them.
I got a brand new Ferrari, midnight blue. It look like water and the rim do too. Shout it look like a model and a friend do too. Tell her I wanna kick it with your friend and you too. Okay, wait, hey, I ain't trying to offend you too. Hey, all I wanna do is recommend it you too. Come over to the crib, let me bend you too. One at a time, bring you too. I'm a fool with the money, she poo honey. For the right woman, I throw away $100,000. I'm the man, chrome on the sedan, same on the McLaren. Little mama like damn. Yeah, I'm still here on the scale. Danielle Chantel in the bed with Michelle. Double XL down there, I swear. Panty pumper number one, so
girl,
slay.
Can't get you off my mind.
Pop,
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live, live, live.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.
CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show.
CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live.